and I couldn't see her. She over, and that boy slipped in there and went on in the main sitting room and went back in the back room where the bedroom was for company, and went into that Chevrolet right inside that I showed you yesterday. I opened it, and my wife had a pocketbook, a black pocketbook with two stops on. Mm-hmm. And she kept my money and her money together. And she had a lot of turkey money. She had $350 turkey money. Mm-hmm. And I had the rest. I worked out and sold cattle. And Ben Ames take it to the bank and just didn't do it. And the starting of that, this man come out to paint my out top. I didn't want him to paint, but he insisted on it. He's gonna pay it so cheap. Why anybody that have a house paint it that cheap? He says, I'll paint it for $5. Mm-hmm. And when he set the pump down and that truck out there, and it went to pumping it, and he told me, look at this gauge on this pump. I looked at it and said, can you read it? Yeah, I think I can. And he said, well, says this, you see where it started is. He says, I'm gonna turn it on now. He turned it on. Gauge kept coming down, come on down to 34 gallon and 3/4. Mm-hmm. When he came in the 3/4, I didn't want to pay him. I asked him, I pay you in a check? No, he didn't want no check. Well, I said, well, if you don't take a check, you won't get your money. And he said, yes, I will too. And the old lady, she's standing in the door listening at us talk. And the old lady says, you said you'd pay for $5. Are you charging $5, a little over for a gallon? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you say that before you went up there? He said, well, says, that's what I meant. And, well, that's what it meant. And he said, I didn't give you the details of it. He said, but that stuff cost us money, and you see that by the gauge yourself. What it runs down to, 34 gallon and 3/4, but I'm gonna give you that. And they were sitting in the house then, mm-hmm. and I had $40 in the pocket, and I pulled that out and gave it to him, and told my wife to go back in that room, and she went back in the room, got $100. Well, she gave it to me, and they was looking. There's one on this side, kept looking, see which way she's going in there. He said and looked, and never did look at the other me, nor the other. And he sat there, and he's held over and looked. And when she come out with $100, he raised up his head and looked at it, you know. Then he bowed his head and looked back. But I didn't think nothing about him doing that. Mm-hmm. And 9 months, in 3 days, they come back, well, that's when they robbed.
The same people?
Same people. The same people. See, they know, this boy knew for sure. So them old folks got some money. I imagine he told the rest of them, says, because I sat there and looked at him when she come out with that $100. And you agreed to let him off at $140, he'd give it for her. She went back now and got $100. Now you know I got money. But I stayed away, thought it'd get old, I reckon, and come back. Well, when they come back, it's hard to tell them. Mm-hmm. They sort of dressed different. Well, yeah. Didn't dress like they did before. And that's where